drastically changed our food, our planet, and our lives when Viewpoints returns.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down, covered by the Verizon 5G network, and all for less than $30 a month when you get four lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Presenting Again Fling's Love Story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
Jane, I love you.
Also, I'm a robot.
Or being a dog person and a cat person.
Who wants a treat? Who's a good boy?
Or like being an extrovert and an introvert.
I can't wait to go home.
At T-Mobile, you don't have to choose. You can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how much you can save with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, when you switch, you can keep your phone and we'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
Can you imagine trying to get through the summer without a fridge to keep your food cool? Yet it wasn't too long ago, less than 100 years, that our ancestors did just that. For many, food poisoning was just another part of life during these hotter months. These nasty gastrointestinal ailments were politely called the summer complaint. Fortunately, today, virtually every home in the U.S. has a refrigerator, keeping our food fresh and safe to eat.
For most of human history, if you lived close to your food, you did not need refrigeration. The only people who really struggled to feed themselves were armies, and they had to sort of live off the land as they moved through it, which put a huge strain on the land, of course. And actually, the next big innovation in food preservation, canning, was a military invention. Napoleon, who had put together the largest army the world had ever seen at that point, was really struggling to feed them. And so, launched this prize won by a French guy who came up with canning. So it really actually wasn't a huge problem. Yes, okay, come March, before there were new season vegetables, you might be very bored of potatoes and turnips and cabbage. You would be longing for something fresh and green.
That's Nicola Twilley, author of Frostbite, How Refrigeration Changed Our Food, Our Planet, and Ourselves. She's also co-host of Gastropod, the podcast that looks at food through the lens of science and history. She says preserving fresh food became a big problem in the 1800s during the Industrial Revolution, when people began migrating away from farms and reliable sources of fresh proteins.
London became the biggest city the world had ever seen. No one had ever lived in a city of more than 1 million people before. And suddenly London was 3 million people and more, and growing by 1 million a decade at points. And the crisis was, how do you get these people fresh food? And they weren't even really trying to get them fruits and veg. Fruits and veg were seen as very optional extras. But at the time, and this was particularly pressing because the new discipline of chemistry, scientists had just figured out what the components of food were, the macronutrients, so protein, carbohydrate, fat. And they had done some mistaken experiments, and they had concluded that protein was the only necessary nutrient. Protein was everything.
This belief that meat was essential led to a flood of patents by people trying to find creative ways to preserve animal products in the days before refrigeration.
And this is actually where you get the prototype for today's bouillon cube. People were compressing meat, powdering meat, shredding meat, fumigating meat, shellacking meat. They were trying absolutely everything they could to preserve meat. The one thing that people didn't really think would work was cold. And it wasn't because they were stupid or that they hadn't noticed that cold had a preservative effect. Everyone had noticed that. You know, Neolithic man was digging ice pits for his mammoth meat. But no one saw a way to make it work at the kind of scale you'd need to feed a city.
Even after commercial refrigeration was invented and marketed to the public in the 1920s, consumers had a tough time trusting the technology. That is, until a researcher named Polly Pennington proved that food stored in refrigerators was safe to eat.
It makes total sense that people thought refrigeration was bad for them because it's really weird when you think about it. Before, if something looked fresh, you knew exactly how old it was, right? If a chicken looked fresh, it could not have been slaughtered more than a couple of days earlier. Now you have this technology that allows a chicken to look fresh even if it was slaughtered 6 months earlier. Well, that is freaky. People at first were like, what is this zombie undead food? People thought it was immoral, interfering in like life's natural progress toward decay. They thought they were being swindled. People were passing things off as fresh when they were actually refrigerated. And it was Polly Pennington who did the work to make refrigeration safe. She put in place the regulations. She did the research and then put in place the regulations that made Americans trust that refrigerated food was not going to kill them.
In fact, her work was so compelling that the market took a complete 180. Today, many consumers think that even shelf-stable products like rice and soy milk need to be refrigerated to stay fresh. Manufacturers of these products even buy storage space in the refrigerated sections of grocery stores, despite it being unnecessary. But Twilley says that while refrigeration has improved our lives, it's also a major source of carbon emissions driving global warming.
Your home fridge is just the tip of the iceberg, right? The cold chain is this interconnected network of spaces that keeps perishable food cold from the farm to the supermarket. And that includes trucks, and that includes shipping containers, and that includes warehouses like the one I worked in, and that includes supermarket distribution centers, and it includes rail cars and ships and pre-cooling stations on the farm to get what they call the field heat out of crops and chilled slaughterhouses. And there is a lot of cold space behind what you see. It's really, you think, oh, I have a fridge. I rely on my fridge and my fridge is big. That is a tiny, tiny, tiny amount of the space that is dedicated, that is kept cold to get your food to you.
The rest of the world doesn't have a massive U.S. style cold chain, not even in Western Europe. In Rwanda, less than 1% of citizens own a refrigerator. But if Southeast Asia and sub-Saharan Africa plan to build cold chain systems, Twilley says the effects could be disastrous for the environment.
You need power to run those refrigerators, and the chemicals that we use to do that work of pulling the heat out, those are, many of them, super greenhouse gases as well. Refrigerant management, managing those chemicals, was listed by Project Drawdown as the number one thing we could do to get a handle on climate change.
So what's the answer? We can't get rid of refrigeration. Twilley says one alternative for keeping fruits and vegetables fresh longer is an odorless, tasteless, colorless spray coating made of food lipids. The product is called Apeel. That's A-P-E-E-L. The plant-based spray takes an innovative approach to extending shelf life.
The thing you have to understand about a cucumber is when you harvest it, it's still alive and it is still breathing. And like us, it has a certain number of breaths it can take before it's going to die. And so the whole trick is you want to slow down how fast it's breathing. And you do that with cold. Cold slows down metabolism. That's how it works. But you can also do it by changing the atmosphere it's breathing. So you can reduce the oxygen levels. You can allow more carbon dioxide transport out. You can just tweak what it's breathing to slow it down. And that's what this coating does.
Twilley says a product like Apeel would allow farmers in Rwanda, for example, to get produce to market before it rots. Twilly says Appeal is harmless and shouldn't be confused with a cleaning product by the same name. Maybe fear of a coating that prolongs freshness is similar to the public's distrust of refrigeration when it first came to market. Whatever the case, Twilly hopes people will rethink how they stock their refrigerators.
Your fridge is not a bank vault. The food is still aging while it's in there. If you buy a bag of spinach and you eat it a week later, it will have, in some cases, only like a quarter of the nutrients, the vitamins, the minerals that it had when you bought it. So don't use it like a bank vault and don't do that sort of aspirational, I need to have it stocked so that we can eat it. Buy what you're going to eat when you're going to eat it. And people, if you live far from the store and it's just not convenient to get there, use your freezer instead, because that is preserving, that's doing a much better job of preserving the vitamins and nutrients than your fridge. We've been sort of raised to think fresh produce is better than frozen, but really, if it's not actually fresh, then that's not the case.
You can learn more about this topic in Nicola Twilley's book, Frostbite: How Refrigeration Changed Our Food, Our Planet, and Ourselves. You can find out more about her podcast, Gastropod, by visiting our website at viewpointsradio.org, where you'll also learn more about all of our past guests. This segment was written and produced by Polly Hansen. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down, covered by the Verizon 5G network, and all for less than $30 a month when you get four lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Some people think Taco Bell is only for late night. But if that was the case, it wouldn't be open all day. That'd be horrible management. It's also for daytime, which is why Taco Bell's introducing the new Cantina Chicken menu. With new Cantina Chicken tacos, burrito, and quesadilla, with seasoned slurries to chicken, and even a new avocado verde salsa packet. You should try it today. Emphasizing that word so you don't forget that it's not just for late night.
Introducing the new Cantina Chicken menu, Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations while supplies last. Contact store for participation with fares.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. Earlier this month, the kings of competitive eating, Joey Chestnut and Takuru Kobayashi, faced off in a head-to-head hot dog eating contest streamed live on Netflix. For this matchup, the rules didn't allow the men to dunk their hot dogs in water to soften them up before eating. But despite this, the 46-year-old Chestnut beat Kobayashi while also breaking his own world record. He scarfed down an unbelievable 83 hot dogs in just 10 minutes. So how do you do it? While most of us would start to feel nauseous and weighed down by the time we hit three or four hot dogs, competitive speed eaters have taught their bodies to react differently. Over a span of years, they gradually increase the amount of food they consume at each sitting. Eventually, they're able to eat extremely large amounts of food because their stomachs have been permanently stretched out by these years of training. This lets speed eaters take in much more food before signals from their brain beg them to stop eating. In the documentary, Hack Your Health, Kobayashi says he believes that he's been able to turn off the cues from his stomach to the brain entirely. But without these normal reactions, Kobayashi says it can be hard to fully enjoy the taste and experience of what he eats. But after all, when you turn eating into a career, it's not surprising that food starts to feel like work. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. In recent years, the legacy requel has become all the rage. Movies like Star Wars, The Force Awakens, Ghostbusters, Afterlife, and the David Gordon Green Halloween trilogy have simultaneously served as sequels and reboots of iconic franchises. These movies often bring back old characters, but in a way that remains friendly to new viewers who might not know all the ins and outs of the original series. Now, the Alien franchise has entered that fray with Alien Romulus, a new movie that stars a new cast and does not bring back original star Sigourney Weaver, but is set between the first two Alien movies and directly connects via its setting. Fans familiar with the Alien lore will immediately recognize the connective points, while new viewers can still enjoy the movie on its own. And in my view, Romulus works best when it is paving its own way forward as a standalone film. Stars Kaylee Spaney and David Johnson are incredible in their own right and give audiences plenty to care about without needing to recall the details of the original Ridley Scott Alien movie or even the James Cameron-directed sequel Aliens. Where Alien Romulus trips up a bit is in its shoehorning of a character played by a digital recreation of Ian Holm, an actor who starred in the original Alien movie in 1979, but who died in 2020. Strangely, this character isn't even the same one played by Holm in the original film, making it entirely unnecessary for the character to be played by a familiar face. It should be noted that Holm's estate gave their blessing to the filmmakers, but still ethical questions of using AI to recreate deceased actors can be a tricky one. Even beyond that question, though, the Ian Holm resurrection in Alien Romulus simply looks off. Every shot with Holm's character Rook looks like a digital effect that doesn't quite get out of the uncanny valley. Even worse, it's the only digital sore spot in a movie that otherwise looks great and uses plenty of awesome practical effects. In all, I think Alien Romulus is a good Alien movie, and it's worth seeing. But the debate about whether directors should continue using AI likenesses in movies will continue to rage on. And in the case of Alien Romulus, I just don't think the decision to use a deceased actor's likeness was ever justified on screen. I'm Evan Rook.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
I spray and scrub, but the soap scum in my bathtub is still there.
I spray and scrub, but the burnt sauce on my stovetop sticks around.
Sprays can leave grime behind, but Mr. Clean Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser combines the scrubbing power of an eraser with the cleaning power of Dawn to melt away tough messes on contact.
Just wet, squeeze, and erase.
Stop spraying, start erasing, and clean with more magic than ever with Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield and some big, big news going on at Wheelway. Pete, I'm just going to let you fill us in, okay? What do you got going on here?
Huge fall savings going on. We're having our last final year-end sale. You're not going to want to miss it. We got some great deals. Every car is marked thousands of dollars off. Payments as low as $199 per month right now. Sale starts September 17th and ends at 5 o'clock on September 23rd, Monday.
Plus, you got a chance for them to win something else too, right?
Oh, guaranteed winner, $20,000. We want to pay it out. Somebody's going to have in their mailbox a $20,000 guaranteed check, plus many other prizes, as well as many, many discounts off service.
There's one sitting there in somebody's box, Pete. It's guaranteed. It's there, right?
It's guaranteed. Can you imagine? It's in their mailbox, on the kitchen table, in their car, $20,000 guaranteed winner.
They can always call down to Wheelway.
Absolutely. Give us a call, 715-762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Want your business to thrive in northern Wisconsin? Join the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce today and showcase your business in the 2025 Price County Visitor's Guide. With 25,000 copies distributed across resorts, motels, restaurants, and Midwest sports shows, it's a great way to get noticed. Pick up a fall coupon book for $10 and save big with local businesses. Contact the Park Falls Chamber at 715-762-2703. Find them inside the professional building at Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
You might wonder, John Legend, how do you keep your voice sounding so legendary? Honey, and how do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date? With a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC.
The fresher, the better.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a thunderstorm. Otherwise, mostly sunny and a high of 82. Partly cloudy, 60 tonight, 82 and mostly sunny for Monday. For Tuesday, sunshine and breezy with a high near 81. Remaining above normal for Wednesday with a high near 80.
It's 64 at our studios.
98Q Country.
98Q Country.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind. Four that wanna own me, two that wanna store me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Say maybe, I got to know if your sweet love is gone.
it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels make you crazy. Come on, baby, don't say maybe. I got to know if your sweet love is gonna save me.
Baby, taste the moonshine and off of your lips. I wanna see that, won't you smile? Still got me hooked, been hooked for a while. If you got a bottle you ain't opened yet, and an empty spot beside you in your bed, if you got some room for a little regret, let me know, girl, I've already left, yeah. If you're feeling what I'm feeling, let's mix it up. My number, baby, hit me up. If you need a little late night, pick me up. I hope you get lonely tonight. We ain't gotta make up, just kiss me. We can straight up blame it on the whiskey. You ain't gotta wake up and miss me, no. I hope you get lonely or burning up the sheets with my tea on. Either way, the thought is turning me on. And I can't shake it, girl, I'm wide awake. So if you're feeling what I'm feeling, let's mix it up. You got my number, baby, hit me up. If you need a little late night, pick me up. I hope you get lonely tonight. We ain't gotta make up, just kiss me. We can straight up blame it on the whiskey. You ain't got
because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love
98Q Country.
Can't fight it anymore. And I wonder if I ever cross your mind. For me it happens all the time. It's a quarter.
Pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill, I built that barn with my two hands. Where I raise my babies, a piece of me, now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. Great-granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first
first to sell it.
This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. This is where five generations have prayed for rain. They'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt. These are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. And this is my dirt.
Q Country.
He left me crying late one Sunday night outside of Boulder. He said he had to find himself out on the road. I guess when love goes wrong, you gotta learn to be strong. So I worked two jobs, and I moved three times. I ended up south of Memphis, working down in Riverside. I may not hot July morning. His hair was longer, but his eyes were the same old blue. He said, I've missed you for so long. Oh, baby, what can I do?
Give me two arms that wanna hold me, not hold me, and I'll give all the
wanna see your brown skin shimmer in the sun for the first time. I gotta be the one who knows just what to do to you to get me that smile. One chance of meeting you were walking by me on the street and I said hi. And that was the beginning of my heart spinning like these wheels in my head.
Country.
I got me a brand new car waiting in the driveway, shining like a bright new star. I've been wishing on it every day to take me away from here. So I called in to where I work, told a little white lie. Know my back don't really hurt, but that's my alibi. My temporary ticket to anywhere but there. Call it an early weekend, call it going off the deep end, call it what you want, I made up my mind. I don't have to be me till Monday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I ain't gonna face reality. 3 days without punching a time clock, 3 nights to go and nonstop, no work at all, please. I don't have to be me till Monday. Can do what I wanna do, be who I wanna be. I got no one to answer to. Soon as I turn the key, a cash machine, gasoline, and we're out of here. Call it an early weekend, call it going off the deep end. Baby, you and me, we can leave it all behind. 'Cause I don't have to be me. Reality. 3 days without punching a time clock, 3 nights going nonstop, no work at all, please.
left to be me till Monday. Going nonstop, no work at all, play. I don't have to be me till Monday.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The candidates have been busy this weekend. Vice President Kamala Harris delivering closing remarks at the Congressional Black Caucus Phoenix Awards Dinner in Washington. Former President Trump looking to energize supporters with promises of tax cuts as he campaigned in Vegas. Springfield, Ohio city officials say several community facilities received bomb threats this weekend. All of this coming after former President Trump's claims that Haitian immigrants were eating people's cats and dogs. Nasir Nelms is a 10th grader at Springfield High School. They got a threat.
It makes me honestly feel like not unsafe, but just, you know, worried about my city. Like, I don't want nothing to happen. And extreme stuff like that, like bombs, like that's extreme.
Walgreens agreeing to pay $106 million to settle lawsuits that allege the pharmacy chain submitted false payment claims with government health care programs for prescriptions that were never dispensed. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Authorities confirmed that remains found recently in Two Rivers belong to a long-missing three-year-old boy. Terry Bell reports.
Two Rivers Police Chief Ben Meinert breaking the bad news on Friday.
It is with a heavy heart that I announce to you today those remains were identified as Elijah Vu.
The three-year-old boy was reported missing in February. Elijah's mother and her boyfriend are still in jail, charged with child neglect, though not directly linked to his disappearance. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
A complaint says a state senator broke federal rules during his run for Congress. The Campaign Legal Center says Andre Jacques of DePere transferred money from his state campaign committee to his campaign for 8th District Congress. The complaint asks the Federal Election Commission to sanction and fine Jacques. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers march on. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Green Bay Packers will start Malik Willis today in place of the injured Jordan Love, who is listed as doubtful for today's game against the Colts with an MCL sprain. The Packers elevated Sean Clifford from the practice squad to the active roster yesterday to serve as a backup. Willis says he has been preparing and knows he needs to be ready at any given moment to contribute.
Been pretty much around the clock since I got here. That's the reality of this thing. You try to come in and be ready to go if you're called upon. And like you said, you just work each day.
The Packers and Colts kick off at noon. Yesterday, it was Alabama blowing out Wisconsin 42-10 in college football. Wisconsin has a week off before playing at number 11 USC on September 28th. It was a wild night in Arizona as the Brewers piled up 15 runs in a 15-8 win over the Diamondbacks. The win reduced the Brewers' magic number to 3. Same two teams, Brewers and Diamondbacks, will play again this afternoon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a thunderstorm. Otherwise, mostly sunny and a high of 82. Partly cloudy, 60 tonight, 82 and mostly sunny for Monday. For Tuesday, sunshine and breezy with a high near 81. Remaining above normal for Wednesday with a high near 80. Currently, 63 degrees.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford. Huntworthgear.com. by Professional Hearing Care LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and yes, now Green Bay, profhearingcare.com, by the Castle Rock Petenwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, castlerock-petenwell.com, and by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, woodsideranch.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, early season bow hunting tips, a new camo pattern from Huntworth Gear, and fall fun in Florence County, Wisconsin. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Jeff Kelm joins us from home this week, but he's not home very long. Jeff, you're between tournaments, aren't you?
Yeah, just got a few left, and in between one right now. I had the National Walleye Tour Championship last weekend. Got Cass Lake MWC this weekend. And in 2 weeks, I've got the final event of the year, which is the Masters Walleye Circuit, the MWC Championship in Alpena, Michigan. So I was over there last week, got to go to Minnesota this week, and then back over to Michigan in a couple weeks.
And you've got a week off in between. Is that your week for your annual trip with your son, Robert?
So it was last year. This year, we're going to push it into the first weekend of October just because of everything going on. Housewise and things of that nature, but we are still going to take that trip. We're not going to miss out on that.
Good. And how is the new house move-in going?
Slow but sure. Each time I get a moment to actually get some stuff done, get some organizing, get some stuff up, we're getting there. But it's a slow process. It's a big house that we moved into, and so there's a lot of places we can put stuff. We just have to make the decision of how and where and what's going to be convenient, and it's all those things that I think everybody goes through when they move in.
Oh yeah, and how long it'll sit in boxes before you say, you know what, we're putting it here or we're selling it.
We're getting rid of it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and there's stuff that we moved that I thought for sure, I definitely want to keep this, and then. Now I'm trying to find a place for it. I'm like, I don't really need this thing.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff like that.
Good thinking. Well, last weekend you were in Oconto. No.
No. I was in Oscoda, Michigan.
Oscoda, yes. Last weekend you were in Oscoda, Michigan. How did that tournament go?
Yeah, great. National Walleye Tour Championship, 3 days of fishing, top 41 pros and top 41 co-anglers from the National Walleye Tour season were there. And the overall winner was Tom Wynn. Tom is relatively new to the walleye fishing tournament scene. I think he showed up probably 2021. I think it was his first year fishing walleye tournaments. He had done some bass tournaments prior to that. The very first walleye tournament he got into was an AIM event that summer, and he and his partner won it. The second walleye event he got into was the MWC at Cass Lake. He and his partner won that and decided, you know what? I think I'm going to give this walleye fishing a try. And so he jumped right over to the National Walleye Tour and has been lighting things up ever since. He's now got a championship under his belt, and it was fun. Real humble guy, real nice guy. Believe it or not, Dan, he does nails, like fingernails, for a living. That's what he does. He owns a nail shop near the really? Twin Cities. That's what he does. That is his job. So, Yeah. Real interesting guy. Real interesting.
Did he do your nails while he was there?
He didn't. He has done the nails of some of the wives that have come along on tour for the guys. And I don't know if any of the guys have jumped in yet, but I'm not afraid of a pedicure here and there. I might give him a shot.
Well, Jordan Weeks was sporting black nail polish when I last saw him last year at the World Muskie Hunt. And I said, what's up with this? And he said, oh, my daughter painted him. So that's what he said. I don't know. Jordan, if you're listening, I don't know if they're still black, but we got to get out on the water one of these times. Well, Wynn, that's an interesting name, but he spells it in a strange way for, it's not spelled like W-I-N, is it?
No, it's H-U-Y-N, H-U-Y-H-N, actually.
Yeah.
And, it took me a second when he told me what his last name was at the first MWC event. I was like, man, how do you get Wynn out of that? I just stopped thinking about it. I just say it. In fact, I really have a lot of fun with it. There's a song that says, a pop song out there that says, win, 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 no matter what. And so I will play on that now and then. And I happened to do so on the first day of the event when I introduced him, Tom, win, 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 no matter what. And, he ended up coming through on it. So it was kind of cool.
Nice. All right. And this weekend, you are in Cass Lake, Minnesota. That is the last event of the MWC for the season before the championship, right?
Yeah, last qualifying event for the championship for next season. And, 94 teams up there. It's the most Cass has ever had for the Masters Walleye Circuit. Going to be a great event. Going to be warm, but it's going to be fun because it's Cass Lake.
Yeah. Well, and this is the opening weekend of bow and crossbow, along with grouse and cottontail up north and squirrels statewide. I guess I don't need to ask you if you're hunting this weekend, but how about this coming week? Will you have a chance?
Boy, I don't know, Dan. I we will certainly get out and do some hunting. My son Robert, of course, he'll be out chasing squirrels at some point. Already has been, honestly. I mean, he can do so on our own property. So,
yes.
We're looking forward to being able to get out and shoot some deer. We've got plenty running around the property. I've got plenty of cameras out now and kind of getting a feel of the new place, even though I know where they were moving at the old place, which is literally next door. This is certainly a little new piece to learn and kind of put the whole block together really in my head. I'm like, oh yeah, that's how they were evading me here and there and the other way, you know? So interesting.
Yes, very nice. Well, you will enjoy learning the new property and maybe taking a deer or some other game there as well. Well, this week I'm heading up to Ballard's Black Island Resort. That's on the Ontario side of Lake of the Woods, and I'll have a full report next week. We've got a group of 17 going this year, including three couples, and it is a family-friendly resort. And the fishing, of course, is outstanding, or I wouldn't be going back. This is my fourth trip to Black Island, and I'm hoping to host another one next year, and maybe some listeners will join me if they've been kind of on the fence on that one. I hope so. It's a great event. Well, coming up, Eric Prince invites us to come up to Florence County, Wisconsin to enjoy the fall colors, waterfall tours, and much more. Jeff Buds shares some advice on how to shoot a wild turkey grand slam, and he knows how. He's done it more than 100 times. And J.C. Chamberlain offers some tips for early season bow hunting success. As I mentioned, the season is open now. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Castle Rock and Pete and Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between